Tranquil weather has returned to much of the U.S. this morning, and we're going to see quiet conditions occur for the next week to 10 days, with the exception of the cold surge that's going to occur next week. When the cold air comes into the Midwest, we are expecting some occasional snow to evolve. That snow will be very important for the lower parts of the Midwest, where no snow is on the ground today. And temperatures next week could get low enough to raise some concern over soft wheat conditions. Winter kill could occur if temperatures get low enough without snow on the ground. Well, the model data today suggests that there will be some snow that will accompany the cool-off. This will take place as we go from Monday into Wednesday, and most likely the snow is going to be light, and I'm a little concerned that the wind may blow some fields free of snow, and there may still be some risk to the crop. So we'll continue to monitor the situation as we get closer to the event. There's no well-developed surface high pressure center that comes into the Midwest until we get to midweek next week, so most likely the wind will help keep the temperatures up a bit, and we won't see any threat until perhaps Wednesday and Thursday mornings of next week. At that time, we'll see a surface high pressure center settle into the region, but the coldest air may already be shifting to the east, helping to reduce the risk to a lot of the crops. So it may not be as bad as what was previously perceived given the model data, but it's still a week away, and much can change, so we'll continue to monitor the situation. Well, temperatures across the region this morning are still relatively good for this time of the year. We did cool down quite a bit from this storm system that passed through the region over the past couple of days. Low temperatures are running mostly in the teens and 20s across a big part of the lower Midwest. You have a couple spots in the cloud-covered area in Ohio and Indiana. They're upper 20s and lower 30s. Same is true for parts of Michigan, but in contrast, temperatures are near zero in Wisconsin, and it's still snowing lightly up in parts of Minnesota, with another area of disturbed weather starting to impact some of that region. Well, the temperature bias for the next few days here is not going to be too far out of line with what we would expect to see at this time of the year, at least not until that cold surge evolves for next week. And we'll look for the temperatures across a big part of the region to be running mostly in the 20s and 30s across a fair amount of the Midwest as we go forward through the day today. Most of those temperatures will be up in the north. Some of the southern areas will be in the 30s and perhaps a few lower 40s. Mostly those warmest conditions will be from Kansas into parts of the immediate Ohio River Valley area. And we'll look for the high temperatures tomorrow will be somewhat similar, with 20s and 30s north, 30s and 40s in the south. As we get into Saturday, the highs may not change much either. We'll look for the biggest change to start to occur as we go from Sunday into Wednesday of next week. A short-term bout of warming may occur on Sunday. We'll turn right around and start cooling things down after that. And the lowest temperatures at night through the weekend will not be far from what we would expect at this time of the year. A lot of teens and 20s expected across the Midwest, with some single digits in the north. But as we get into mid to late week next week, we'll see sub-zero degree readings up across the upper parts of the Midwest. In South America, the biggest bit of news is the heavier rains that are advertised for Argentina's driest region. This precipitation will occur Sunday and Monday and will likely soak the ground enough to stop the concern over lower production in the region of Entre Rios and Santa Fe, as well as northeastern Buenos Aires. In the meantime, Brazil will continue to see a very good mix of weather with temperatures close to normal. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.